We're gonna have a party, would you like to come along? Wheel of Fun, you won't forget to bring a happy song.
We're going to have a party, would you like to come along? Wheel of Fun, you won't forget, just bring a happy song.
Welcome to the Strange Brew podcast. My name's Jason Barnard, and for the next hour, you'll be listening to a brilliant selection of tracks related to Lewis Carroll and Alice in Wonderland, a big favourite around the sort of mid-60s, early 70s, particularly depending on what substances you may or may not have been taking. As usual, we've got a great mix of well-known and lesser-known songs and artists from the era. Firstly, well done to Duncan Massey from Tasmania, Australia, for winning the Sidewalk Society EP and Fuit de Mer t-shirt from the competition that was on the Rolling Stones Connection show. So well done to him. So you've just been hearing a band called The Formula with a song called Alice Is There, released on the HMV label from 1968. The Formula were actually the most successful New Zealand group of the 60s, and they had a string of top 10 singles in their homeland from 1968 to 69. They spent much of 1969 in Britain, actually, releasing a single and touring with the Casuals, amongst others. Drummer Chris Parry is actually best known for founding Fiction Records and managing, signing and producing The Cure. The band reunited last year to play a couple of shows to celebrate the release of their complete box set. And really, if you can grab yourselves a copy of that box set, it is well worth checking out. Four CDs of brilliant late 60s psych and sort of moving into a slightly more early 70s sound later on. Next to a couple of Strange Brew favourites with strong links in between. First, we have Little Girl Lost and Found, the debut single by John Pantry's Peter and the Wolves. Now, that was produced by Eddie Trevett. His next effort was by The Bunch, with John Pantry's Spare a Shilling. but the B-side by the Bunch was called Looking Glass Alice. Now, it's unclear if John Pantry sings on the Bunch single, but for more information, check out the brilliant Upside Down World of John Pantry compilation. So first, we have Peter and the Wolves, Little Girl Lost and Found from 1967, and also from that year, the Bunch with Looking Glass Alice.
Alice in Wonderland, walking through hallways, followed closely by little tin men. A man made from rusty old buckets, holding a musket he's trying to mend. They are all searching for clues to the whereabouts of the girl with polka dot eyes, who ran down the street at the top of their lungs, calling little Jack Horner's demise. Little Miss Muppet, she knows how to rough it, she's been on her own ever since she was nine. She has joined forces with the ones running the courses, trying to find toy tractors and ammo crackers are all set up in a line. The town crier shouted the news, they're the only clues she left behind.
Cigarette and goes for the sea, and carries on dreaming till a new day is done. Looking Glass Alice. Looking Glass Alice. Looking Glass Alice.
That was Peter and the Wolves with Little Girl Lost and Found, followed by The Bunch with Looking Glass Alice, both with John Pantry connections. Next we have the Dave Heenan set with Alice in Wonderland, released in America on Epic in 1967. Now, although they were based in the New York area, lead singer Dave Heenan was originally from Newcastle, England. However, Dave only stayed for this single and the band became Glitterhouse. So here's the Dave Heenan set with Alice in Wonderland. Strange Brew travels the world to find you anything related to British rock. That was Dave Heenan and his set with Alice in Wonderland. Now, also from the classic era of 1967, was Rupert's People with A Prologue to a Magic World on the Columbia label. The band were unique in that their first two singles were recorded and fronted by two entirely different outfits, believe it or not, due to the machinations of manager Howard Condor. This was their second single and was mainly based around ex-members of Sweet Feeling, the first act being mainly based around the brilliant band Les Fleurs de Lys. Now, the B-side to A Prologue to a Magic World, Dream in My Mind, is just as good as this A-side, so well worth listening to. But here's the A-side, A Prologue to a Magic World.
Alone. Doesn't ever hear the doorbell ring. household thing, not even their phone. Alice, curious like her namesake, idly nibbling bits of cake, hoping she'll go tall. She sits thinking as the moments pass, turns toward her looking glass, and finds she is still small.
Step inside and join us in our magic world. Here we never have to worry, never have to hurry in our magic world.
She gently turns and stirs in sleep, watching cardboard people keep watch over a queen. Joins in croquet games and other things, and feels flamingos' ruffled wings, and isn't very keen. Soon she will see as they will say, and meet folks she has never met, and join them all for a tea. One with a hat so very tall, that is very fashionable. Way up can you go?
Alice, come and see the wall. Step inside and join us in our magic world. Here we never have to worry, never have to hurry in our magic world. Alice, come and see the walls. Step inside and join us in our magic world.
Procol Harum feel. I think Gary Brooker was in the band for a while around that time, although I'm not sure he featured exactly on that particular song. So that was Rupert's People with A Prologue to a Magic World. And next to a demo by the incredible string band, in fact called Yes, Alice Is a Long Time Gone, from their Chelsea Sessions back in 1967. So Robin Williamson of the Incredible String Band was demoing two Alice tracks in early of that year. Now, the Mad Hatter song would feature later that year on the 5,000 Spirits or the Layers of the Onion album, while Alice Is a Long Time Gone would remain unreleased until the late 90s, until the demos got out as the Chelsea Sessions 1967 CD. So here's Robin Williamson and Alice Is a Long Time Gone.
White rabbit smile, white rabbit smile, cry not so loud, my lover frowns. I'm a grown-up lady from London town. Yet evermore he sang his sad song. Sweet Alice is a long time gone. Oh, Alice is gone, gone. Alice is gone, gone. Sweet Alice is a long time gone. She was pretty, oh yes, with her flaxen hair, her eyes so fair, her sweet voice and her snow-white dress. Oh, Alice is gone, gone. Alice is gone, gone. Sweet Alice is a long time gone. It's 7 long years since last I seen your face. No one in Wonderland could take your place. But when I see you again, that sets me back a pace. Sweet Alice is a long time gone. I would exchange my coat of fur. If time would turn or waters burn, I'd wish you back the way you were. Oh, Alice is gone, gone. Alice is gone, gone. Sweet Alice is a long time gone.
Released as the Incredible String Band from their Chelsea Sessions 1967 LP, Alice is a long time gone. Now to another demo, and this one actually still hasn't found a release yet, and it's Jeff Christie with Through the Looking Glass, an exclusive to the Strange Brew podcast. So, after the Outer Limits broke up and before Christie were formed, Jeff Christie was penning some fantastic demos, many of which have yet to see the light of day, including this song. For more information on this brilliant, brilliant songwriter, Leeds' finest, do check out the Strange Brew interview with him on our website, thestrangebrew.co.uk. So this is from Jeff Christie, Through the Looking Glass, kind of around the 1969 era.
Travel back through eternity.
Jeff Christie with Through the Looking Glass, an unreleased gem from about 1969. Next are two songs with linking themes. Now we get to the part of Lewis Carroll's novel Through the Looking Glass that while talking with the White King and Queen who were chess pieces, she finds a book written in a strange language that she can't read. Now, understanding that she's travelling in an inverted world, she sees it as mirror writing, and finding the mirror and holding it up to a poem, on one of the pages she finds out the reflection of the words of Jabberwocky. So that brings us to our next song, Boeing Devine and the Beautiful Soup, Jabberwocky, a single on Parlophone from 1968. Boeing Devine and the Beautiful Soup made just one single, but what a song. Boeing Devine was Sam Hutt, known to the British 60s counterculture as a rock and roll doctor who administered to rock musicians. We'll then hear from a year later Pink Floyd and Country Song, and the themes of the two tracks are quite similar and to do with the same sections of the Through the Looking Glass book, so we're going to play them back to back. So first, Boeing Devine and the Beautiful Soup, Jabberwocky, followed by Pink Floyd, Country Song.
The Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird and shun, the frumious bandersnatch.
Twas Brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wave, or mimsy were the borogroves and the mome raths outgrabe.
Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird and shun, the frumious bandersnatch.
And as in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock with eyes of flame came whiffling through the tulgey wood and burbled as it came.
Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird and shark, the frumious bandersnatch.
One, two, and through his vorpal blade went snick-snack. He left it dead, and with its head he came galumphing back.
Galump, galump, galump. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird and shark, the frumious bandersnatch.
And the Red Queen was waiting for the news. reserved for the queen. She took the note that he gave her, opened it slowly, and started to read.
Run to the treasury and bring me back some gold. Give it to the poor new king, she cried. She says the white king thinks the game of chess is wrong. Dungeon, take all the red paint, take all the white, make up a new worn collar, cover your neighbor.
Two linking songs there, Boeing Devine and the Beautiful Soup, Jabberwocky, and Pink Floyd with Country Song. Now, the linking theme there was that the track was originally known as The Red Queen, who explains the rules of chess to Alice through the Looking Glass, the sequel to Alice's Adventure in Wonderland. Now, Country Song by Pink Floyd is quite a rare song and didn't get released until 1997 because... When the band contributed a number of tracks for the 1970 film soundtrack Zabriskie Point, the director rejected it, so it didn't get released until 27 years later. Now we have a rather interesting tale. Based in the small Sussex village of Ditching, the Ditching Players were the town's Am-Dram group, and in 1968 they decided to stage a play based on Alice Through the Looking Glass and asked John Ferdinando and Peter Howell to provide the music for the production. So, unveiling their work during play rehearsals, the actors and stagehands started asking for copies of the music. So, Howell and Ferdinando had 50 copies of the soundtrack pressed by small London-based label SNP. And when these sold out, the pair had another 23 copies pressed, so extremely rare. And a sitting on a gate was a poem sung by the White Knight from Through the Looking Glass. Here's Peter Howell and John Ferdinando with A Sitting on a Gate.
I'll tell thee everything I can, there's little to relate. I saw an aged, aged man a-sitting on a gate. Who are you, aged man, I said, and how is it you live? His answer trickled through my head like water through a sieve. said, I look for butterflies that sleep among the wheat, and make them into mutton pies and sell them in the street. I sell them unto men, he said, who sail the stormy seas, and that's the way I get my bread, a trifle if you please. But I was thinking of a plan to dye one's whiskers green, and oh, was you so large a fan that they could not be seen? So having no reply to give to what the old man said, I cried, come tell me how you live, and thumped him on the head. His accents mild took up the tale, he said, I go my ways, and when I find a mountain rill, I set it in a blaze. And thence they make the stuff they call Roland's Macassar oil, yet tuppence halfpenny is all they give me for my toil. But I was thinking of a way to feed oneself on batter, and so go on from day to day, getting a little fatter. I shook him well from side to side until his face was blue. Come tell me how you live, I cried, and what is it you do? Said I hunt for haddock's eyes among the heather bright, and work them into waistcoat buttons in the silent night. And these I do not sell for gold, nor coin of silvery shine, but for a copper halfpenny, and that will purchase nine. I sometimes dig for buttered rolls, or set lime twigs for crabs. I sometimes search the grassy knoll for wheels of hansom cab, and that's the way he gave a wink by which I get my wealth, and very gladly will I drink your honour's noble health. I heard him then, for I had just completed my design to keep the men I bridge from rust by boiling it in wine. I thanked him much for telling me the way he got his wealth, but chiefly for his wish that he might drink my noble health. And now if e'er by chance I put my fingers into glue, or madly squeeze a right-hand foot into a left-hand shoe, or if I drop upon my toe a very heavy weight, I weep, for it reminds me so of that old man I used to know, whose look was mild, whose speech was slow, whose hair was whiter than the snow, whose face was very like a crow, with eyes like cinders all aglow, who seemed distracted with his woe, and rocked his body to and fro, and muttered mumblingly and low, as if his mouth were full of dough, and snorted like a buffalo. That summer evening long ago, sitting on a gate.
That was Peter Howell and John Ferdinando with A Sitting on a Gate, another Lewis Carroll poem. It's from their 1969 self-released LP, but it's now available on CD, so is fairly, well, it's a lot more widely available than it was back at the time. We're over two-thirds through the show now, and we've had some brilliant material, but I think we actually finish off even better than we started, even though the quality is really high. We've got a few songs you've heard and quite a few that you haven't in this next selection. Our next track is by Tim Hollier, and it's called Where Were You That Morning, Mr. Carroll? So wraps up a lot of the themes that Lewis Carroll did. It's from his Message to a Harlequin LP, released on United Artists in 1968. Tim Hollier was an art student in London and became a regular in Soho's folk clubs, playing alongside Roy Harper, Joe Cocker and David Bowie. His debut album was lavishly orchestrated, and he continued releasing LPs into the early 70s and doing BBC sessions. By the 1980s, Tim Hollier had actually moved into music publishing and later into movie financing. His company, Filmtracks, not only scored movies but also helped produce such pictures as With Nail and I, that classic picture of the era. So here's Tim Hollier with And Where Were You That Morning, Mr. Carroll.
I was walking by the seashell shingly shore, and the morning shone in orange, gold and violet. The sea waves washed my toes, and the sea wind filled my eyes. My ears were overcome by silence. Just then two ancient gentlemen came wandering by, and not a word was spoken to drown the seagull cry. From time to time they were not, but I couldn't tell you why. Yet far from understanding, I didn't. Gentlemen both cried, won't you come and join us? Come sit here by our side. I decided not to go back, I was a little mystified. We've only just arrived, the tall gentleman then lied. Set the carpenter with glee, let us sit here, is it time to take our tea? Come little oyster family, won't you come and sit with me? I would be very pleased if you'd come and sit with me. And so they sat in the evening of the day, sprinkling salt and pepper like a game among their friends. And the walrus eyes filled with tears at the thought, but they both began to eat them in the end. Finally they rose, began to dim. I wandered to the oysters upon the rocky rim. They fooled you, said I, perceptibly, as often as my whim. And having said, I bowed my head and went to have a swim.
Morning, Mr. Carroll by Tim Hollier. Now, Mick Jones and Tommy Brown started in early 60s instrumental group Nero and the Gladiators and enjoyed success in France as the State of Mickey and Tommy in the late 60s, which is where our next song comes in. Mickey Jones and Tommy Brown and their single B-side to If I Could Be Sure called Alice, released on the Philips label in France in 1970. Now, Tommy Brown passed away in the mid-70s. Mick Jones founded Foreigner and went on to international superstardom. So here's Alice by Mickey Jones and Tommy Brown.
Summer is over, a crying shame.
So that was Mickey Jones and Tommy Brown with their version of Alice. Now to Donovan, who of course needs no introduction, and his version of the Lewis Carroll poem Jabberwocky, released on HMS Donovan on the Dawn label in 1971. He actually recorded two Lewis Carroll poems on that LP, the other being The Walrus and the Carpenter, but here's Jabberwocky.
Slithy troves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All the whimsy were the borogoves and the mome rath's outgrabe. Beware the jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the jump-jump bird and shun the frumious bandersnatch. Took his vorpal sword in hand, long time the manxome foe he sought. So rested he by the tum-tum tree, and stood a while in thought. And as in a fish thought he stood, the jabberwock with eyes of flame came whiffling through the tulgy wood, and burbled as it came. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. The vorpal blade went snicker snack. He left it dead, and with its head he went galumphing back. And hast thou slain the jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy. Oh, frabjous day, calocale, he chortled in his joy. T'was Brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wave. All the whimsy were the borogoves and the mome raths outgrabe.
Donovan and Jabberwocky from 1971. Next we have a great, great track, and I've been wanting to play this for quite a while. I've been brewing it up, so to speak. You'll probably have heard Andy Roberts on last year's Neil Innes show, and All Around My Grandmother's Floor was released in 1973 as the B-side to Baby Baby. It was also on his Urban Cowboy LP released on Elektra. So here's All Around My Grandmother's Floor, and you're really in for a treat here. Enjoy this one.
Around my grand. pictures, books that I saw.
Brilliant song, great. Andy Roberts with All Around My Grandmother's Floor from 1973. And kind of similar feel with our next song, which is the final one. But before I tell you a little bit about that, I've just got time to tell you that over the next week, we'll be having an exclusive article on the Strange Brew website, thestrangebrew.co.uk, on 60s beat band Hedgehoppers Anonymous. And this is a great story, so well worth looking out for, with lots of photos and interviews with the band members and manager at the time. The piece is by leading rock journalist Nick Warburton, which actually takes us onto the theme of next month's show, which is Freak Beat, which is that kind of period just at the end of the beat era, but just before sort of psychedelia and kind of harder rock came in, and around 1966. Great material in store next month, and check out thestrangebrew.co.uk for that piece too. Anyhow, our final track is a belter, Mark Fry and Dreaming with Alice. Now, this song formed the core of his debut album, which was released in 1972, but it was in sort of fragments over that LP. But that album was only released in small quantities in Italy, as he was signed over there when he was studying art in Rome. Now, over the years, the album's legend grew, but his next LP wasn't actually released until only 3 years ago. Well worth checking out, actually. And the following year, he re-recorded the Dreaming with Alice song in its entirety for a Freedom Air 7-inch. So here is the epic and uninterrupted Mark Fry and the re-recorded version of Dreaming with Alice from 2009. Until next time, my name's Jason Barnard. May the brew go with you.
lying in beads don't fall. Yes, I've got wealth and coins to toss, but my greatness makes me feel small. Skipping through the rain, flying.